Blog Talk Radio.
His people, and I'm talking about his religion.
so-called Christians and everything. Mm-hmm. So they're going about under the guise of this phrase, urban apologetics. Okay, mm-hmm. So they're trying to explain away why the heap or debunk the fact, the truth, that the Hebrew Israelites are, meaning that the black people, so-called black people, that's what they call us, are not the Hebrew Israelites of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Their counter arguments are so flawed, just like the brother was saying, and Elder, I shared that tape with you. Mm-hmm. I don't have his name right now. Mm-hmm. I can pull it up. But they're so flawed, a second grader could hold up in a debate with them,
mm-hmm.
and prove that they have no grounds, that they don't have any legs to stand on. Mm-hmm. The cat's out of the bag. We have the historical proof on our side. We have the archaeological proof. We have the DNA. Mm-hmm. We have the biblical script that backs it all up and puts mm-hmm. it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was scratching my head because I'm saying, okay, I know this brother is taking up the challenge. You know, I guess he debates with him, or he at least he challenges them. He says no. He said they won't debate with him. They like to debate, you know, like the camps and things mm-hmm. like that,
mm-hmm.
What they call the low-hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but they, when a brother has some knowledge, like you said, they will not debate him. And I heard a few other brothers say they will not debate them. But and then I scratched my head and said, what are they really trying to accomplish?
Mm-hmm.
Any true Israelite who have been awakened can, we got to know who we've been awakened by. We've been awakened by our Creator, the Most High, Yah,
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Creator of heaven and earth. Any true Israelite that's been awakened, you're not going to, there's no kind of deceit, there's no kind of false evidence that you could come up with to make somebody unlearn what they've learned. Once you've been enlightened in truth, you're not going to go back into darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't know what they're, that's like you're walking around to me. I mean, this is, it's like you're walking around in a black pair of jeans, and you know they're black. Your wife saw you when you walked out the door. She knows they're black. Everybody at work knows you've had on black jeans all day. And mm-hmm. then some guy you meet on the street, he's going to try to convince you that your pants are orange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have a decision to make. You can sit up there and entertain him and actually try to argue your case with him and think you can make him believe that your pants are really black when you know they're black, or you can just do the simple thing, what I would do, is just say, oh, okay, well, thank you, brother. You have a nice day.
Mm-hmm.
And walk it and save that energy for something more worthwhile. So that's the level I put these people at, you know. So they're coming out and keep names of people, this Hank Hintergraff. You remember, Elder, a long time ago, he probably never went off there, but since I don't follow that mess anymore,
mm-hmm.
this guy called himself the Biden Answer Man. This white, this Gentile fellow, and you would call in, and he goes to know everything in the Bible, you know, and research it. He sounded like some nerdy guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I guess he's still around and doing a show.
Mm-hmm.
And when he mentioned his name, I wasn't surprised at all. This guy sounds like I don't want to prejudge nobody, but just the sound of his voice, he doesn't sound like, he's the kind of person that Gentiles sound like you could put all the evidence in the world right in his face, and he'll still argue you down that it's not so. When it comes to accepting the truth of the black people, so-called black people being the Israelites of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know who they're trying to convince. The only thing I could come up with is maybe the you know, the, as Malcolm said, the house Negroes, he said niggas, field Negroes, you know, the house Negroes, for the last few hundred years, they've always stopped the plan, stopped the revolts, and stopped the progress of anything that the leadership on the plantation would come up with.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones stopped the slave revolts of, you know, Nat Turner, and but even though Nat Turner was effective for a while, Denmark Vesey. They've always been the ones who wanted that pat on the head from Massa. You know, a pat on the head. He's never given them the freedom. Good boy, good nigger, Toby. You know, they wanted that. That was very important to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they're just trying to make sure that their, you know, that their house Negroes don't jump ship. You know, that's the only thing I can say.
Yeah.
Because who would entertain the argument? I mean, you're wearing black jeans, and someone's going to tell you that they're orange. I'll look at this. I didn't come over here on some whim just because you know, some ego trip and everything. Matter of fact, I was heavily and strongly into the Christian faith. So, and if you to put the white jeans before me, at least for a while, I was you know, it didn't make no difference to me. I said, okay, he's Jesus and he's Lord. He has to be white. Okay, that's all right. I mean, you know, in the back of my mind, I thought maybe back in the original times he might have been, you know, darker than that picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just from where he was at. But you know, it was no issue to me.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, when the truth come out, it's just turn the table now. When the truth come out, we know who we are. We know how our Messiah, the physical appearance of our Messiah, at least the features and color. And boy, when you put that evidence up, they cannot accept it.
That's right.
They cannot accept it.
Right.
You know, some of them might even drop their so-called faith when it has more and more of this evidence. The evidence is out there. I mean, tons of it. More than enough to convince any open-minded person or closed-minded person. But if they want to keep stopping up their ears, just like they did to Stephen, you know, when they were stoning him and he was ministering to them as he was dying, they stopped up their ears. They couldn't stand it. They stopped up their ears and ran toward him and continued to kill him.
Mm.
And that's pretty much what they want to do here. They don't want to hear this.
Yeah.
I mean, it would destroy their whole world. I'm talking about the world inside their racist minds.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that world. It'll break down all of those myths that they created about themselves and about us, our ancestors. They just can't stand it. I mean, they're the chosen. They just, it's, you know, it's almost like you light the fuse almost like they blow up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got a scripture for that later. I'll bring it up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They'll accept a lie over that truth. And I got a message, Elder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got a word. First, let's go over the title. Sorry again, just like last week, this long introduction. It said, they'd rather believe a white lie than accept the truth.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay? They'd rather believe a white lie. Now, we ain't not talking about that with, you know, most of us grew up thinking a white lie, but we thought that, oh, that's just a little insignificant lie, you know, like somebody says, you know, cookies that you take out the jar, and you might have took three, but you tell me you took two. We're not talking about that kind of lie, you know, that, you know, you're not harming anybody, but we're talking about, this is a serious, we're talking about a lie that could affect your eternal salvation.
Yeah.
Your eternal destiny of the two final destinations where we're all going to have a chance, a choice to go. That's to the lake of fire or to the kingdom of Yah.
Mm-hmm.
We would rather believe a bald-faced lie, a major lie. We call it the white lie, but a major lie that could send them on their way to hell than to accept and acknowledge and accept the truth. And that's pretty sad. And I got one scripture, Elder, I'm going to bring that you come up. I know you got some things to say on this. I want to hear. Here's a scripture. I'm sorry. We still unpacking, Elder. There's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
In boxes, including the Bible.
Yeah.
My Bible's online tonight. I'm looking online.
Okay.
This is second. This is 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, and we're going to go to verse, we're going to go to verse 10.
Okay.
It says, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive, here we go, because they receive not the love of the truth. They don't want to love the truth.
Right.
They don't want to see truth prevail. They want to see their racist agenda prevail. They want to see their myth about them being racially superior to others and them being on top and being look like them as the chosen. They might say, yeah, well, it's not us. We're not the Anglo-Saxons chosen, but it's the Ashkenazi Jews, you know. People were just as white as them, you know. People from Europe like them, you know, so German, Russia, you know, they're brothers, basically, you know, brethren of Shem, you know, they're the people, so we're not saying we're the people, but they're the people, so they're saying, we might not be the white people who are, but our other white brethren are the chosen people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got some who will just go way out and say, you know, the people who came over here, the whites who came over here from Europe, from England and all that stuff, they're the lost tribes, you know, and all that stuff. Man, they're going to believe all that fabricated myth. They don't have any type of evidence.
Right.
You know. You can look at the historical record, Jeremiah 17:4, losing your history, losing your identity, Deuteronomy 28:15 through 68, but you know the curses, the enslavement on and the mode of transportation on ships and all that. Man, you can go on and on and on down the line. Go look. 21:24, they should go into captivity in these nations, and the Gentiles, and, you know, they will fall by the edge of the sword, and the Gentiles shall run, basically run roughshod over Jerusalem until the end of the Gentile age. Okay, so we're in the end of the age, and who's running Jerusalem now? The Gentiles, the so-called chosen. They are chosen. They chosen by somebody else, not of the Most High.
Right.
That's the scripture referred to them as the synagogue of Satan. So it says, with all, it says, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. See, that's El Paso's salvation. They could be saved. But they don't want to see the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the so-called truth papers, they would accept it. But when it's not in their favor, and look at all of us, like I told my story about when I was a Christian, I didn't care about the color of Jesus. And I believe most what we call black people could care less, who were sincere Christians, could care less what race Jesus was, even the ones today who are still in that.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, let the tables turn.
Mm-hmm.
They have you saved. And look at this, Elder. Verse 11. And for this cause, Yah shall send them strong delusion. Boy, and that's what they're going through now. That's the people who try to tell you that your genes are orange and they're black. And they want you to sit there and debate and argue with them. They say Yah send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie. It's easier for them to believe a lie. And it says that they all, and I'm not damning them, this is Yah damning them. Listen, verse 12, my last verse, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. They'll rather have their faith handed to them in the lake of fire than to accept the truth.
Yeah.
And have an absent salvation. So, Elder, I know you got something to say about this, and I know you probably saw that video that I sent you.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let you come up and have your words. Hallelujah.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting because I tell you, we see these things just what we got brought out on the video. These are a lot of things we have already experienced out here. You know, we've seen this kind of stuff. Because, in fact, it reminded me of one time I was talking to some Gentile Jehovah Witness, and he was trying to call himself, I guess, witnessing to me, you know. And one of the things I still remember about this guy, that he had the audacity to tell me, well, during the biblical times, there were no black people around then.
You know,
yeah.
Well, who was all those people in Northeast Africa?
Right. You know, it was like one of these things. That's just what I ran into. And so, you know, the first thing came into my mind because I had been studying my scriptures, you know. And first thing, you know, the scripture says, when thou perceiveth no knowledge in an individual, just walk or leave him. Leave that clown standing where he's at. Because he didn't have no knowledge of the truth. He was just walking around, spitting out garbage out of his head that made no sense. You know?
He tried to tell you that your black jeans were orange.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
You know,
thought you was going to debate with him.
Yeah, thought I was going to debate. You see, the thing is, one thing about the people of Yah, I know what the experience that I had, you know. I had a dream, and somebody, it was Yah's angel, Malachim, appeared to me in my dream, and he was not no white man, you know. He was a black man, you know. And so I felt his presence. I wasn't allowed to come close to him, but I felt him, and as I tried to move up closer, he backed off, and back into the water. So I know my Redeemer, you know, was, I knew it way back then when I was talking that he was a black man, you know. And so Yah don't leave his people. When he started waking us up, he didn't leave us out here to just be totally dumb and ignorant. We don't even have to debate with these Gentiles, you know.
There you go. Hallelujah.
Just walk away from that. That's stupid, you know. And I just happened to, with the message that we're going to be bringing out tonight, I just happened to decide I'm going to start out with this by looking at what is a lie? What does it mean? You know, since our title here is they rather believe a white lie than accept the truth, you know?
That's right.
So I said, okay, let me just get me a kind of an understanding, a little bit of this lie. Because it tells us in the dictionary, you can look this up, anybody that wants to, a lie is a false statement made with deliberate intent to deceive.
Oh,
you see that? Yeah, an intentional untruth. You know,
that's right.
That's a lie. A falsehood, something intended or serving to convey a false impression. Hallelujah. So when I looked
I can't break it down no better than that.
That's right. I looked at that. I said, whoa, the last word to this definition was an imposture.
That's right.
I said, that's the lie that these people are out there peddling, these urban apologetics that the man was talking about, you know, especially when they turn around and tell you black people are not Israel, and they turn around and say black people are not special. And I'm looking for a word here. You know, he said you are a special people. You are. In fact, Exodus chapter 19, looking at this, it tells us even, but he gives us our condition. That's the thing about Yah. He gives us a condition. He tells us who we are and what we have to do, what we must do, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why I know, you know, these people are just out there propagandizing, trying to keep confusion going. That's what
right.
We are. And anybody that's following that stuff, and I know we do, there's a lot of black people also follow this same white supremacist garbage.
You got it.
You know?
It's a shame.
It's pitiful. It's pitiful. You know, because we must take a look at what Yah has said. He tells us even in Exodus chapter 19, and now if you diligently obey my voice and shall guard my covenant, then you shall be my treasured possession above all the people, for all the earth is mine.
Yeah.
See? He makes it clear who we are and what he expects out of us. And he don't leave us out there in the dark, you know.
That's right.
We just got to be willing to be obedient to him. He says, and then he said, you shall be to me a ring, a kingdom of priests, and a set apart nation. Those are the words which you are to speak to the children of Israel when Yah was talking about. So don't tell me you're going to come along now with your white supremacist bald head self and going to lie to the world about me, who I am. You know?
Right.
You know, the guy, he brought out some real good points about how this propaganda is spreads and is going on, you know. And, and it's going to take the people of Yah, those of us who knows Yah, and we know that Yah knows us, we got to just stand up against this garbage that they're doing out there, you know. Because when we look at what the script says in Psalms 119, verse 151, It tells us, you are near, O Yah, and all your commands are truth. You see?
That's right.
So we don't have to be wasting our time with dummies out there, you know, think they're going to come along and put us down. They can't. It's too late now. You
That's
know?
Right.
You had 400 years to do all of that garbage. And if you didn't accomplish what you wanted to then, you just... you know, wasting your time, really, because the people of Yah is growing stronger and stronger, and we are starting to grow closer and closer to Yah, our maker, you know?
That's right.
And that's why we don't stand up and listen to anybody, really, that's going to stand out there and continue to even profane the name of Yah. You know?
And even if they try to, you know, a lot of times they're cowards. They'll try to get a black face to go against us.
That's
you
right.
know, and think that's going to lend credence to what they're saying.
Yeah.
It's been the house Negroes for hundreds of years buying into white supremacy. They don't earn any credit. In the Israelite community.
That's right.
You know, we look at them as lower than the Gentiles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's like they're like Esau. They sold their birthright.
That's right. That's
you
right.
know, they had their chance, and you know, Yah gave them a chance to repent and get on the straight road, but no, they love Babylon. Absalom.
That's right.
More than they love the king.
That's right.
So they'll suffer the same fate.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worse.
That's
than
it.
Their enemies.
That's right. That's right. See, because, you know, it's a shame. You know, that what they are saying out there, what they are spreading out there, just in the wind out there, spreading garbage, you know, about us. You know, like he said, they can get out there and nobody would care about them talking about who they are. You know,
right.
Especially like you said, they these white synagogue of Satans. I'm going to put it that way because that's what Yahushua's to the scripture tells us in Revelation 3:9. They are the synagogue of Satan, those who proclaim that they are Hebrew Israelites and are not. But they
that's
are
right.
The synagogue of Satan, see? And so they'll get out there, and even your own people now will argue and fight you over those people. In fact, I got a hypocrite walking around here, right here in this town, you know? And when I see him, I try to avoid him. I don't even want to talk to him because he's so messed up in the head, you know? And, you know, the last time, something he called, told me something about his Jewish brothers, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's a black as I am now. He wasn't talking about the true Hebrew Israelites, those of us who came over here on the
scene. He was talking about his Khazar brother.
Yes, that's right. And he basically came off as a slight threat, like he's ready to fight for them, fight me for those. That's a say somewhere. Something has happened to these people. So,
yeah.
Satan done got a hold to them and messed their minds up, you know? Because that's what's going on. When you see somebody that messed up in the head, you know, that he's going to come out and act like that towards one of the true Hebrew Israelites, you know?
Right.
And that's the same. That's why when I got a hold of this message, yeah, it's almost like he gave me this word in Isaiah 58:1, he said, look, it tells us, cry aloud, do not spare. Okay? Lift up your voice like the shofar or like the trumpet. Okay? And declare to my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Because these people, Yah is doing everything he can for us, for his people. To make sure we get it together. You know, we don't have to be walking around here being silly for no reason, you know, because there's too much stupidity is going on out there now, especially about this. And that's why I can't tolerate people. I can't hardly stand them if they're going to, you know, continue to bomb, even after we have had the discussion, you know, about Yah in his name, because I know what is written in the scripture, you know, and we should be, as Israelites, we should be trying to bring forth the truth from these pages of this scripture, you see? And so we have to do that because ain't nobody else in the world going to do it.
No.
Everybody else out there, they can care less about whatever they call Yah, you know? It just comes off their head like it's no big deal. And you try to tell them it is a big deal. Listen to what he said in his word. Oh, no, they can't. They don't want to hear that. You know, it's like you the one. They want to try to make it seem like you are the one who has a problem. Even when you read it to them straight from the word, Yah's word, okay? Because I know there's some people. I have even read this too, Ezekiel chapter 20, okay, verse 39. Let's read that. Just to get an idea how Yah feels about who he is, okay? Yah's telling you this, not me, okay? And it says,
right.
Ezekiel 20, verse 39. As for you, O house of Israel, thus said the master Yah, go. Serve each of you his idols, okay? And afterwards, if you are not listening to me, notice that, but do not profane my set apart name anymore with
your gifts and your idols. This is what Yah is saying, okay? He mentioned this clearly. My set apart name. Okay? Now you don't go out there and call him anything that you think you want to. God, Lord, Jesus, I'm okay. I ain't worried about you. You know.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead on. Go ahead on and be silly if you want to. Because see, when you when he tells you to do not profane my name, my set apart name, do not disrespect my name. Okay? Be right on this. This is a point that we got to be right about.
That's right. He's
warning us too much, too many times on just this point. And it seems like this is turning out, even among us Hebrews, that so many of them out there just can't get that, just that little part there together. They don't want to. It's almost they're going to get mad at you, ready to fight you, because they are determined. And somebody else, these people out there, they don't know nothing about Yah. So we got to talk to them in Yah's, in God's name. He didn't say that in the scripture. It does not tell us. Because see, your obligation is to do not profane my set apart name. So if you're speaking to anybody about Yah, you need to be speaking to them about Yah. You know,
right.
You explain to them if you want to explain to them the difference between Yah and God, who you used to serve yourself, you know, then you could do that. But you know, I'm with Yah. He tells us in His Word. You see, Exodus 23.
Maybe they're still serving God. Maybe that's why they have a hard time giving up that name.
It could be. It has to be. Especially when they walk around and next thing you know, they can't never figure out the fact they're gonna be, oh God, oh God, oh my God. You know, you're right. You're absolutely right. That's who they are still serving. You know,
and some of them are serving like Shaul said, the God of this world.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You see, and so you have to be careful. You have to look at these types of situations, and you have to remember, just remember what the word of Yah said. Yah tells us in Exodus 23, verse 13, in all that I have said to you, may take heed, okay? And make no mention of the name of the mighty one. Let it not be heard from your mouth. Now, that's plain. That's clear. You see? It's clear to me. Mm-hmm. And like he said, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word should be established. So let's see what somebody else had to say about it, okay? Because Yahshua, 23rd chapter, right over there, verse 6 and 7, tells us here. I'll start with verse 6 because I like to read this one. And you shall be very strong to guard and to do all that is written in the books of the law, the Torah of Moses, okay? And we just read out of the book of the Torah, Exodus 23, verse 13. That's where that comes from, okay? Make no mention of the name of other mighty ones, okay? And now over here, Joshua telling us the same thing. You shall be very strong to guard and to do all that is written in the book of the Torah of Moses, so as not to turn aside from it, right or left. You see, right or left. You got to stay on that straight and narrow. You see what I'm saying? See, because you know, if you go right or left, you're going to jump out there on this Broadway. That Broadway that's got all of these people following that are headed for destruction.
And there's going to only be a few on that straight and narrow.
That's right. Only a few. That's right. And verse 7 here tells us, again, here it is. So as not to go in among these nations, these who remain among you, and make no mention of the name of their mighty ones, okay?
Uh-huh.
Nor swear by them, nor serve them, nor bow down to them, okay? That's what the word of Yah is teaching us today, okay? And he will continue to teach us until we just decided ourselves that we don't care. We're just going to do it our way. And that's where you will be met with a bad judgment in the day of judgment. because if you don't want to get it together, you refuse him, and it's you. That's on you. Okay?
That's right.
So, hallelujah. So, this is what I'm saying. So, we're going to just continue on to teach what is right. Okay? Because, yeah, they're out there, like the man brought out. What? They brought teaching this why Jesus is acceptable. Nobody gets upset about anybody about him teaching that.
Right.
White Israelites are acceptable. White Egyptians are acceptable. Yeah, everything to them now is all of a sudden it's white.
How come they don't have conservative apologists that talks are white supremacist apologists?
Right.
You know, that go around saying, hey, why are you pushing this white picture? You talked about Jehovah's Witness earlier.
Uh-huh.
You know, they always put the white folks out on their publications. Everything they come out with, you would think the heaven is the kingdom is going to be 99% white. They always have like 10 white people and one black.
Mm-hmm.
On the
That's right.
Every time they try to hand you that mess.
That's right.
You know,
yeah.
You come to a black neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and hand you a little paper magazine that has 12 white people and one black person supposed to be in the kingdom.
Mm. Yeah.
And think you're supposed to be happy about that.
Mm, that's right. You see? And that's right. And they will sit there even at your own door and try to argue with you about it. You know?
Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you one thing. They don't argue with you when they know you know this truth.
That's true.
They come back and they lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
We come in our door and, man, I say, well, you know, I'll take your flyer in one condition. You take mine.
Yeah.
They look at mine. They didn't want to do it. I say, no, you take it.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, we come back. I say, look, here's what you time you come back. Man, they never came back to my house. And they come every Saturday. You know, I used to just not open the door.
Mm-hmm.
My son told me that go ahead and open the door and minister. And, man, when they all that, took an appointment and came back, man, they never came back.
Mm-hmm. You see that?
You know, ran away like a little dog with a tail between the legs.
That's the truth. That's exactly the way it works, you know, like little dogs, you know. I never forget a young guy, since he was so young, you know, I figured, okay, you know, I listen to what he's trying to say and so forth. Well, he was actually asking for money. You see, he was soliciting some money. And so, okay, I turned around and gave him something. I gave him maybe $1, so I don't know how much I gave him, but anyway, I gave him some money. But I also gave it to him along with some information, you know, that I had concerning the Hebrew Israelites, the physical appearance, you see?
That's right.
Yeah, I wanted that to be laid out there because I figured, well, he's a Hebrew brother. He just, you know, has not found his way yet. And so I'm just going to see if I can't lead into it with something for him, give him something to have him, you know, have him to have something to think about if he decides to read. But, you know, it's so strange. These people out here, these organizations that you are following, they are so hateful. They are so mean-spirited because when this young man took that pamphlet, that information that I had given him concerning the Hebrew Israelite people, don't you know, before they could leave my yard, by the time he got back into the van with the people he was with, he took the information and threw it back out in my yard.
Oh, my God.
But he did, you know, but he kept the money.
Kept the money.
Yeah.
He kept the love of money.
Yeah.
He kept that money.
Yeah. I said, you demon. And I said, okay, thank you for, you know, you just tell off on yourself, you see.
Right.
I see what's happening. These people out here that are out there putting these kids in the street trying to solicit money from you, these people, they hate the truth.
Exactly.
They don't even want to even, the children that they're putting out there in the street to even be introduced to it. You see?
Hey, Elder, you know what the young man said on the video that we both watched. He says, you might as well just say it. He says, what these white, like you say, organizations, these religious organizations, what they're really saying about us, the Hebrew people, they're really telling us We aren't.
Yes.
And it's F-H-I-T.
That's
F-H-I-T.
That's right.
That's what he said, and you couldn't put it no clearer than that.
That's right. That's right.
He said, you people are nothing.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll let you in our organization. We'll give you subservient roles so you could further indoctrinate and brainwash your fellow brethren.
That's right.
You know, so y'all can stay in your place throughout eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Stay a subordinate, defeated, you know, and captivated people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and mentally and physically.
That's right.
You know, and that's what it is. Stay in your place in society,
mm-hmm.
which is the bottom. Stay at the bottom of the barrel, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you real good boy will give you that pat on the head like we used to do the house Negroes
mm-hmm.
back in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like in the movie Django, you know, the old man played
yeah.
by Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Man, he played as good, man. I don't know, but I think Brother Samuel Jackson, he might got some old house Negro DNA in his genes somewhere.
I'm telling you, because he was too good with that.
He played as good, man. Just like some of them boys be playing them a homosexual role as good.
Yeah.
You know, he played that a little too well.
That's
he
right.
just got an Oscar. But they want that pat on the head.
That's right.
And that's where they want you to stay. You know, you can, they'll accept you in the Mormons, even though they used to say, you know, animals can't come in the Mormons. They used to call ain't black as animal.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you know, trying to be politically correct, so they let you in there. You still only can get to a certain level.
Right.
You know, and the Jehovah's Witness let you in there, and 70 of it, you know, so, but you're only going to go so far. And it's and when you get into organizations,
mm-hmm.
hey, just because they're religious, they're still just as racist as the secular organizations out there. You still gotta stay in your place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, you're supposed to be serving God, right? Hey, but God looks like us. They say
mm-hmm.
God is one of us. So you know, if you stay in your place here on earth, you're gonna have to stay in your place if you make it to heaven too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all gonna be permanent second class.
Yeah.
So that's what they want you to believe. That's the stuff they want to pump into our psyche.
That's right.
So we'll believe that perpetually.
That's right. That's right. You're right, because that's why.
God is going to say, but hallelujah to God.
Yeah.
That's why this awakening is so great.
That's
and
right.
They think they could put the cat back in the bag, right there. The cat's out of the bag. They think they can put the cat back in. They think they can put the genie back in the bottle. You can't.
That's right.
It's out there.
That's
and I don't care what they put out, this so-called urban apologetic. They try to fight. They don't know who they're trying to fight against.
Mm.
They're trying to strive. They think they're trying to get something. They're striving against Yah.
Mm-hmm.
That's awakening. What they don't understand, they think this is just some Black Panther movement or some civil rights movement. This is not a movement of man.
That's right.
This is of Yah. And
that's
just
right.
Like in Psalms 118:23,
mm-hmm.
this is Yah's doing.
That's right.
And it is wonderfully marvelous in our eyes.
That's right. That's right.
That's why we can sit back in awe and say, we know no man could. We're too much at the bottom of society. We don't run the communications lines and the internet lines and telecom lines in this world. We don't have the big social networks and all this to get this word out. This was Yah engineered this whole thing.
That's right. That's right.
We don't have the means. We don't have the means.
That's right.
It was Yah and him alone.
That's
and
right.
I'm sure YouTube and all these other, you know, social platforms, they probably wanted to. Never wanted to be used as, you know, an instrument to be used to carry this truth forth
mm-hmm.
into all the world. Now, Israelites all over the world is learning who they are.
That's right.
And when they learn about the parties, none of them will turn it back.
That's right.
You know, like that guy in the Matrix, he wanted to turn back once he knew the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a true Israelite, nobody's turning back into them walking darkness, some old blind, Gentile religious darkness. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what their gig is. Their gig could only be, their motive could only be to try to keep those few house Negroes from jumping ship. Mm-hmm. You know, those Lord, they might think, well, maybe Toby will leave us one day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what they try to keep. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's foolish.
That's right.
You're not going to convince someone wearing black pants that the pants are orange. And remember, if man didn't start this, and man cannot stop this.
That's right.
This is y'all doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes.
That's
go ahead.
Right. I tell you. Well, you know, I know we refuse to say exactly how he put this thing, but the man that we listened to, he just simply said, I'm going to quote this now so that nobody has to get upset with me, but this is exactly what he said. Christian identity doctrine is the gospel of you ain't.
Like they couldn't help themselves. They went and married, and if they don't marry, Don't give your sons to their daughters, and don't give your daughters to their sons.
Right.
Because they was a happier servant of God. And what did they do?
The
exact thing he said not to do.
That's right. That's right. And see, we're facing some of the same type of similar situations, because when they got over there in Canaan, eventually they started speaking the Canaanite language. Using their language. You see, so yeah, it was easy.
Calling on their God.
That's right. Calling on their deities. Their thing that they worship, you see.
Right.
And so that's right here in the United States. We've been here for 400 years. We don't speak Hebrew for the majority of most of us. We speak English, this bastardized language called English. You see?
Uh-huh.
And yet, Yah has reached us, some of us, reaching his people, waking us up, showing us the truth. Still, even if we are using this language, we're still being shown the truth about Yah. You see?
Right.
And so that's what we got to understand, and we got to turn back. We got to walk away from this lie. We got to walk away from this intentional deception, because that's what this world has played on us Hebrew Israelite people. Okay, so hey, that's just it. So Ella, go ahead. Let me let you go ahead, because I know you got a lot to say about some things here on this subject.
Oh, Elder, actually, that's why I chimed in with you. I'll just ride along with your coattails. You know, like you mentioned, what the brother was saying, stay in our place. You know, y'all ain't SHIT. You never will be. And you know, mm-hmm. He just made it plain. And especially, I love what you reminded me of when he said that. He said, Christian identity. Can you say that one more time for me and also our listening audience?
Yeah. Because Christian identity doctrine is the gospel of. Now talk to you Hebrews. Okay, listen to this. The gospel of you ain't SHIT.
That's right. So if you put it all in a nutshell, these Christian organizations, with their real message to us as so-called black people, as Israelite people, is their motto and creed to us is, you people ain't SHIT. That's what they really have for us. That's what they're really ministering to us.
That's right.
You know, you're at the bottom. You're going to stay at the bottom. You belong at the bottom. Mm-hmm. That's what they're telling us.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, I don't even, they'll go as far, what's the scripture I read at the start? They'd rather believe a lie.
That's right.
They don't have the love for the truth.
They'd rather
believe a lie.
That's
now,
right.
I'm just going to make just this one fact. It's so much, that's why the brothers say it's like elementary school to debate them. Now, this has been proven so much, even by their own people. Dr. Aaron Elhite, a world-renowned geneticist from the prestigious Johns Hopkins Medical School in Maryland, came out. This must have been around 2012, 2013. Proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that these people who call themselves the Jews, the Ashkenazis in the world today, and who are living in Israel, don't have a shred of DNA that matches the ancient Israelites of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But they do match someone. They match the Khazar people of the Khazar kingdom. And that's just geographically, it was located just south of what we know as modern-day Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Khazar. It was a barbaric-like people, a warlike people. And it talked about their conversion to this so-called Talmudism. That's what it really is. They call it Judaism now. Or the Talmudism. They practiced the Kabbalah, the black arts, you know, come from the Babylonian Talmud.
Mm-hmm.
And so these people have no bloodline to the ancient Israelites of the Bible. Now, these many of these Anglo-Saxon white people, and many of them who are in this Christian leadership in these big organizations, like you said, Christian Identity, they know this.
Mm-hmm.
They know these people are not. But they rather believe, they rather twist their sick minds to say, I rather believe that's closer to the truth than to believe that to accept all of this evidence
mm-hmm.
that these so-called black people, you know, who were descendants of the transatlantic slave trade,
mm-hmm.
are the Israelites of the Bible. And we have tons of evidence
mm-hmm.
that they have
right.
Historical DNA and biblical.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather than twist my sick mind to try to, you know, like you say, make the camel go through the needle. I'd rather squeeze a camel through the needle than to believe, than to accept. You know, they try to say they don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But it really, Elder, when it really gets down to it, the ones who study and the ones who are really studious, when it really gets down to it, they don't accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much don't believe it. Because sometimes you could stumble upon truth that you really don't want to accept.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it goes against your insecurities and prejudices and everything. So you, what you do, you say, oh my goodness, I I'm a researcher, I came across this, and my goodness, this is irrefutable.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, these Negroes are the Israelites. No, I'm just not going to accept them as Yah's chosen people.
Mm-hmm.
So the fundamental thing, what it really boils down to, is they do not accept it.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much they don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
When they come across it, then they can't refuse it. You know, in their books and in their study, their research, what they do, they just block it out.
That's right.
No, it's just like they, like I said earlier in the podcast, mm-hmm. they do like the people who stoned Stephen,
mm-hmm.
way back in the book of Acts, they put their hands on their ears and say, no, I'm going over here. You know, they try to drown out reality.
Mm-hmm.
and they arrest them and kill them and stone them. Well, that's what they're trying to do. They try to drown out reality. Let's just kill them. Let's just get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't kill us all if it wasn't for Yah. Yah has this protective hand on us. They can't do nothing to us if Yah won't let them. So Yah's got a remnant, and he's going to have a remnant right on up through the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're out there ministering the truth, like you said, women, they can't do nothing to us until Yah says it's our time.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So that's why he said he doesn't give us a spirit of fear. We don't have to be afraid what man can do to us.
That's right.
You know, especially the unbelieving heathen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't mean that in a prejudicial racial way, but I'm just saying if you are an unbeliever,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't want to accept Yah's truth and who's the Yah's true people. So you are an unbeliever and you're a heathen. So that's what I'm saying. You're an unbeliever heathen. So. We don't have to fear nothing at all from them.
Mm-hmm.
And don't worry about getting their validation. That's what some of us go too crazy on. We always look for their validation. We know the truth. We've had the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to look for Mr. Charlie's validation. You know, God is, no, we don't need his fact. All we got the validation that we need. We got the truth. He said, thy word is truth. We got the validation in his word.
That's right.
We know who we are.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got all the validation. We don't need no validation from no demon.
Right.
I just want to read this Revelation. I'm going to read this 3:9. I'm going to call it night.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have something else.
Okay.
It says this. Revelations. Excuse me. I did 3:9. I meant to. I want one more. Then that, let me just go Revelations 3. Here we go, Revelations 3. Then I'll go 8:9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. So this awakening, this truth is going forth. Can't nobody there, urban apologist, nothing can stop
mm-hmm.
it.
No.
No man can shut this door of truth.
That's right.
It says, for thou hast a little and you only have a little scrap, but you kept my word. And have not denied, you was always thinking of you, we've not denied his name.
That's right.
And now verse 9, behold, I will make them. He's talking, now here's where all these Christian identity people and all these racist people want to come out and try to make somebody believe their little lie, their little delusion. No, they don't accept the truth. He said, behold, I will make the synagogue of Satan, which say they are of the Yahadim, and are not, but they do lie. See, he said they're not. They say they are, but they're not, and they do lie. Not only the Jews, so-called Jews lie, the ones who are promoting them lie. You know, people like John Hagee, all these Christian, white Christian groups, who try to say, oh, they're Jews. Give to the Jewish people. No, darn well, they're not Yah's chosen people.
Right.
They are the chosen people of a God. Yes, they are the chosen people of God. The God of this world.
That's right.
And we know this God of this world is Satan.
Right.
It says, so he's talking about all of them. He says he can make all of them. He said they do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet. That means they're going to have to acknowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And says, and so he's going to humble them, and they're going to have to acknowledge. Acknowledge Yah and acknowledge Yah's people. And work before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to Amos. They say, you only, Israel, have I known of all the nations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is us who are his chosen people. Now, that don't mean all of us are going to make it into the kingdom, because
right.
we know it's a remnant according to the election. Yes, it's a remnant. But his people, the world is going to know, and they're going to humble themselves, and Yah's going to humble them, and they're going to have to openly acknowledge. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, we might touch on this again, you know, I'm not saying the whole show, but maybe a little bit next week too, Elder. You know, I might share that video with some other people because it was a good one, and the brother supposed to have a part two, a part three or so.
Okay.
Supposed to do it, and I would love to hear that too.
Yeah.
Here's one last thing I want to say to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Israel, this is not our doing. This is Yah's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is not our way. This is Yah's awakening. Yah has awakened us.
That's right.
So this is it. No man can stop this. They're foolish. They're like ants fighting against a giant. It's nothing that they can do. God is going to see this through.
That's right.
To its full completion.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And what you should spend your energy on, Israelite man and woman, is making sure you're part of that remnant. You know,
right.
Make sure you're part. That's what I'm trying to do. That's what elders trying to do.
That's right.
You know, that's what elder Yael, that's what elder Eliah, that's what we're trying to do.
That's
we're
right.
trying to make sure we're a part of, you know, say, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You don't need validation from nobody else. Don't worry with some church, some pagan Christian organism.
Right.
Some pagan religion. Man, that's the last. Look, like I said before throughout the show, you got black pants, you know they're black, or would you really argue with somebody who try to convince you that they're orange? Most of you, I don't believe you would. I don't believe you'd give them the time of day. You might say, goodbye, sir, goodbye, ma'am. Do you really believe that? I say, yeah. And they might say, yeah. They say, okay, I say, thank you. That's all I want to know. I don't have time for you. Got other things to do. You don't need to treat it differently. You don't need validation from devils.
Mm-hmm.
Why look for the devil to tell the truth?
You know,
and I'm not saying nothing to Joshua. He told him, you are of your father, the devil.
That's right.
He's saying, and the will of your father you would do.
That's
right. All they're doing is the will of their father.
That's right.
He said they didn't acknowledge the truth. He said they didn't have love for the truth. I read that scripture in 2 Thessalonians.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have love for the truth. That's why Yah gave them strong delusion. That they might believe a lie, that they all might be damned.
That's right.
They're all going to be damned.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is right before them, and because their own hatred, racism, and prejudice, they'd rather try to push a myth, try to continue on with a myth, than to acknowledge and accept the truth.
That's right.
Booyah's people is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we're just going to march on, Israel. Mm-hmm. We're not going to worry about validation from the devils.
That's right.
We got God. We got the most honest validation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let me make one more quick point that I see what the UA said, the urban apologist said, the man said about them. Basically, he said they mostly target black people that believe that Negroes are the true Israelites of the Bible. They mostly target us. That's right. See, that's why, you know, the government and everything already put it out, as we talk about, we are, what, terrorists?
Identity extremists.
That's right. That's right. They've already, that's right. Already came against us.
And that's supposed to be a hate group. So they're setting us up already to be able to arrest us en masse.
Yes.
Mass arrest.
Right.
You know, when the time comes.
That's right.
They've already been told to already be on that list.
Y'all got
something waiting for them, too.
Mm-hmm. That's why we... Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I'm done, but they don't know y'all got something waiting, too.
That's right. That's right. I can read this last scripture, because we do have to be warned. We do have to keep our minds open and know what's going on, because here in Matthew chapter 11, and look at what verse 12 tells us. These are just warnings. He says, Yahushua says this, that from the days of Yahanan, John the Immerser, till now, the reign of the heavens is violated, and the violent seizes it or take it by force.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So that's what we understand. This violence, this evil that we see coming against the people of Israel, that's a forceful, violent act that they are coming against us with, okay?
Yeah.
He said, for all the prophets in the Torah prophesied to Yahanan, John, okay, the Immerser. And if you wish to accept it, he is Elijah, who was about to come. So this is what we got to know, that this violence against the children of Israel, it didn't just now start. So we got to be afraid. We must stand up, because remember, Yahshua already told us, you are my battle axe.
That's right.
You see? So he said, you are my battle. You might have to battle in this walk, in this effort. You see? Because we got everything, you know, you've been turned on by friends, by a whole lot of things are just going on, because, it seems like Satan won't leave you alone. He's coming through at you with somebody, you know?
That's right.
Somebody you think that you can have that be close to and so forth. The next thing you know, that spirit can start creeping out at you. And you recognize it when you see it. You recognize it. And see, and you have to try to put it down. You just can't let the devil just come into your face and push you, just push you around, push you on the ground and so forth. No, you got to stand up.
I got a scripture too.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 83.
Okay.
And I know many Israelites already know the scripture, but
yeah.
it goes in line with what we're talking about. I'm gonna just start for the time's sake. We're about to end it. Started Psalm 83 and 2. It says, "Lo, thine enemies make a tumult." That enemy. Remember in the book of Deuteronomy, he says, "You know, you'll serve your enemies." So Yah called them our enemies, and they're making a tumult. They that hate thee. Of course they hate him, because he said they love not the truth. He knows that they hate God.
That's right.
You know, he said his word is true. They hate the truth, so they hate God. They that hate thee and lift up their head, they have taken. Here we go. So what are they doing with this Christian, you call it identity doctrine? I think that's what you call it.
Yes.
Here's what they're doing. That group is taking crafty counsel against thy people.
That's right.
That's and consulted against thy hidden ones. See, this was schemed and planned. They have said, come and let us cut them off from bitter nations, that the name of Israel may be in no more remembrance. They want to cut us off, and they had been doing a good job, but now even through this awakening, they say, no, keep them down. So, you know, they have to regroup and go back into their war room and brainstorm, you know, think tank. Let's how can we knock them out? Oh, let's get some little lackey Negroes and feed them off our doctrine philosophy and have them to go fight our battle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it says, they have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation. Okay, it says, but they have consulted together with one consent that they are confederate against thee. And it goes on to talk about who some of them are, the Tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites and Hagarines, the Baal and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines, with the inhabitants of Tyre. So all these nations other than Israel, they coming together in a confederation against us.
That's
saying, we don't want this truth to come out. They let that lie go on for a long time. You know, in 1948, both of, you know, the nation of Israel being set, they let that lie, you know, just go on nice and, you know, easy fight, you know. But boy, when this truth, they couldn't take it. They start making up names, black identity, BIE, and call it a hate group, and that, and, man, but like I said, Elder, Yah's got something for them.
That's right.
He's got something for them. I'm
going to
leave it like that.
Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, just like you said, we'll pick some of this up again another day, because this is a lot that we're learning from, just learning still, you know, because
you
see so much evil out here that's just trying to surround us. Every time we try to push the truth out there, then Satan come along and he just won't give up. Until Yah gonna cut his head off. Yah gonna cut him down eventually. Yah will stop him. He will definitely stop him.
That's right.
And eventually he won't be able to antagonize us like he think he's doing now.
He told us, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
That's
so
right.
There's not nothing he can really ultimately do to us stop us.
Hallelujah. 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 That's all right, Ellen. Okay, so with that being said, then, we're going to go ahead and get ready to close out, and we'll be back again on next Tuesday. So, shalom. Shalom.
Shalom, family.
Shalom. All right.
All right.
Yeah. family, and that's where you started. Know that the adversary gonna try to make you depart. Deviate that move with correction of the heart. And that is the moral of the story. I see time sinks in, don't let me get the glory. If somebody sits in, embrace it with a hurry. The truth is in the spirit, don't judge a book with your worries. If the world makes your diamonds and pearls, if you look within, you see the true world. Oh boy, that's peaceful, we're gentle, we're deepest of joy. Don't desire the vein that opens the door for both of one another to destroy who's worthy. We reach your kingdom, God welcomes us with glory.